Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, live with us this morning. Morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Hey, so I know you're as disappointed as anyone with how the Brewers postseason came to such an abrupt halt. I mean, I bumped into you in the game Wednesday. We were up 2-0. It was all good then. I was fully expecting we'd have that game 3 on Thursday at AmFam.
Yeah, you know, when the season ends like this, it feels abrupt. And the games, both games turned very abruptly. And, yeah, it's disappointing. But, you know, I think a lot of positives came out of the season. And I'm very excited about the team on the field next year. I would rather not be talking about next year so soon. I'd rather be talking about how we're going to beat the Dodgers. But didn't happen. And Diamondbacks just picked two games to play better than us. But, yeah, a lot of good memories. But, yeah, tough finish.
Well, on the next year, I'll lead you into that because I feel like the story of the season was really the youth movement. Garrett Mitchell before the injury, Owen Miller, Joey Weimer, Sal Frelick. I mean, if we can offer a reason for optimism, Rick, from Nashville to Biloxi, we've got a lot more talent that's ready to break through even next season.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've got, you know, one of the best farm systems in baseball by any objective measurement. I think certainly the young players, as you would expect, you know, they had moments of really good play and then moments where they struggled, and that's natural for, you know, a guy facing major league pitching. But the experience that, you know, Terang and Frelick and Mitchell to some extent, because he's hurt a lot, you know, they earned this year is going to be really valuable next year. And I think we're going to see some, you know, some really great output from them. And then we've got some really amazing guys coming up. You know, we've got Jackson Churio, Jacob Mizorowski, Tyler Black. You know, we've got three of the top pitchers in the minor leagues all winning awards, and the youth movement's coming, and these guys are going to be really good.
Hey, Rick, I know you were at that hearing yesterday at State Fair Park for the funding of American Family Field. One of the questions that we get a lot is, where does that money get determined by? Like, meaning, there's $614 million being discussed to cover stadium improvements here. How does the club or the lawmakers involved come up with the number that they think is needed to do the funding for the stadium?
Well, the money to determine the funding amount was based on an assessment done by two different firms and based on calculations of how the money is spent over the next 27 years if we're going to be here through 2050, which is our goal. In terms of how the revenue is collected to pay for that funding, it's a combination of money from state income taxes from visiting and home players, and it's sales tax revenue that the team and the ballpark generates. So the one sort of takeaway from the hearing that I think everybody understands is, you know, there's no new taxes being levied or imposed on anybody to pay for this, and the money is coming from revenues that would not exist if the Brewers and the ballpark are not in place.
Have they given you any timelines, some of the leadership involved in this, as to what happens next?
Well, I requested at the hearing yesterday that we vote on everything today, and so they appreciated my urgency and impatience. But, you know, I do think, the assembly is going to be moving relatively quickly and evaluating this. There are discussions behind the scenes about the local contribution, how much the city and county of Milwaukee are going to pay. And obviously, that's a very important and critical element of this, and it has to make sense for everybody. So if that gets resolved, then I think you could move relatively quickly in the assembly. Then it goes to the Senate, and obviously that has to have a whole debate and discussion. But, you know, from our perspective, we'd like to get it done this year because we'd like to have certainty over our landlord having all the money it needs to do what it needs to do. There's a lot of projects in the queue for 2024 that are waiting to be funded, and we'd like to get those funded.
Last thing for you, Rick, because it was mentioned that there's some room to negotiate with the city portion, with the county portion. Not going to ask you to negotiate against yourself here publicly, but is there room perhaps for more money from ownership? Is there some point where that number can slide, or are you open to those conversations?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've definitely stepped up with a number of new commitments, you know, the $100 million in incremental commitments from the team. You know, adding seven more years to the lease, signing an ironclad non-relocation agreement, having more discount days for the state, more youth funding. So I think there's a lot of things we have contributed. But again, you know, we're certainly looking to see how we can get a bipartisan solution. And, you know, if there's creative ideas out there, we're obviously willing to listen. There's been talk about real estate, and I think we're going to look to join a committee with local officials over the next few years to figure out if there's an opportunity to work on real estate around the ballpark. So there's certainly a lot of commitments and opportunities there for all of us to work to try to get this done.
What are you going to do with your free time when this thing gets wrapped up?
Well, we've got to start planning for 2024. Right. We've got to prepare our budgets. We've got a lot of things. Obviously, the baseball season, as soon as the World Series is over, you know, Matt Arnold and his team go into gear with, you know, free agents are available. You got to sign players. So it's going to be a really sort of busy period of time as soon as the World Series is over. And then before you know it, we'll be thinking about spring training.
I like the sound of that. Thanks, Rick. Great talking to you through the season, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, live with us on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline this morning.